בכל נפלאותיו שירו
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
Man's heart, it is revealed while praying, is the more loyal and trustful in order to reach the goal from all other things in reality. You should know that the matter of the exertion and work that is revealed in man's heart during the work is trustworthy, more loyal, and may reach the goal than any other thing in reality. Let's answer the question, how can we persist and strengthen each other in a constant prayer? So not even one moment will pass without the friends praying. How can we help each other pray?
So how do we hold each other in constant prayer? I heard in the Unity Night that this is our ticket to go above time, to constantly nag and not let go. And you look at the friends, just like we met at the Unity evening, you feel that there are such loyal friends, you're sure that they're not leaving and they're thinking of you, and you feel committed to those friends, obligated.
And this is exactly the thing that builds the prayer. Looking at the merits of the friends generates an inner chisaron. A lot of impressions last night from the force of the Israeli kli, how we can together generate such a strong atmosphere. One of the things that I remember was the idea that anyone sitting here or in the Israeli kli or anyone sitting at home along with us was chosen by the upper force very meticulously. And in the dynamics between us, we can blow the whole world up with love. And if we practice doing that, it will awaken prayers in us all the time.
I also thought about what is really special about these gatherings, and I came to the conclusion that, I don't know if it's true, but it really shows us that we have to merge with people who are not with us, to be included with people who are not with us every day, that it's a direction for dissemination, and we don't have to sit here in our close quarters, but we have to be aiming outward and toward the Creator. And as Yossi said, we have to nag. I also took that. It's a strong point. And concern for each other. This is our avut in the ten, our kli, where each one is concerned with the others and not with himself, and then you have a real prayer.
Yeah. There are many, many impressions left. There was like a real congress last night. Congress about the prayer, being persistent about the fact that the Creator is there and we have to ask. I've said it's less about the chisaron, it's more about the requests the plea. So this is probably what we're going to have the lesson today. We as a 10 continue that.
Yeah, I've certainly opened many points in spiritual work. We can take every workshop question and practice it and work on it and scrutinize it in the 10 and see it as a place for progress. It really impressed me how important it is and how much it adds and how much our role really is to bring as many far away circles closer to us. And this event really obligates us now to nag and to continue with the prayer and never leave this prayer and constantly intensify it.
Yes, and don't be afraid to be the ones who nag to the Creator, to nag, to ask for even the smallest things. Of course, for the 10 and for the friends. And to encourage each other all the time to turn to the Creator, to make this dialogue.
Yeah, maybe individually you have to awaken to a more intimate connection with the thing you constantly ask. I guess not feelings, but ask for the strength to pray for others. I don't know how to make a friend pray, but I can pray for him. If I am enough of a sufficient level, I also don't know how to care for outer circles except maybe work within, meaning work within us and then make changes outside happen.
I have to tell you about last night that I think most of the people were driving for longer than the Congress itself lasted, and they came so happily as if it's a holiday. For me, it's an example how you can make a holiday not that is not written in the calendar. And let's remember, it's the Creator who brought us together, and He brought us together now too.
Yeah, and we have to mention this all the time and strengthen this point, stress it, that there is a higher force that works in reality and gathers us, and He helped us do what we did yesterday. And it's really a great impression from yesterday. I don't remember such a thing, such an atmosphere, such power, and so fast.
A prayer is a result of efforts. I don't know how to implement it, but I feel that each one here is making tremendous efforts. What we're lacking is the integration of the efforts of the others. There, at that point, you have the prayer of many. That we're being blocked from feeling each other because we've passed the personal power a long time ago, but we haven't reached the common power. So a prayer, nagging for a prayer of many, that's what we have to demand, to break the walls between us.
Yeah, and this demand comes from many different parts in Israel. And it gives you confidence when you look and see thousands of people that are in this. There are many who came and many who couldn't come and many who are connected in the world. When everyone's in it, it gives you what's missing, the ability to nag together to the Creator.
I read out of letter 57. This is why we are committed to exert about sanctity and purity, as it is written, whatever you can do by your own hand, that's due. And understand that because it is very profound. The reason I reveal this truth to you is not for you to forget or be despaired of mercy. Even when the cup of exertion is full, the time is for prayer. Until you reach that place, believe the sages. And until you find, do not believe. And when you finish your exertion, the cup will be full and the Creator will answer your prayers. And this is what the sages mean when they said that you have exerted and you found, so you believe. And the Creator will hear our prayer. Let's have a prayer, friends. Let's go into a prayer.
Shem Chazar Ve'yamet Libecha Ve'yamet Libecha Ve'yamet Libecha.